Proclamation number 4079 of 8th of July, 1947. Word of God, flesh and blood. Bread of heaven. Becoming one. The desire for spiritual food is a sure sign of the impetus to ascend, and this desire will always be fulfilled insofar as that I distribute my gift and satisfy people with the bread of heaven, that I take them to my table and offer them communion, that I let them taste my flesh and my blood so that they feast on it and are saved. They will certainly reach the aim, a high maturity of soul, which will ensure my nearness on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. For anyone who partakes of my supper is already intimately united with me and will feel my nearness, for he hears me, he accepts my word, he eats my flesh and drinks my blood, and thus he receives me myself if, in his desire for me, he allows himself to be fed with the bread of heaven which my love gives him. I am the bread of life, and whoever eats me will never die in eternity. I spoke these words to people and they did not understand me, because only he who has love within himself grasps the spiritual meaning. But they were unloving and therefore took literally what had to be understood spiritually. In the same way, people of the present time have not yet penetrated the depth of my word, they do not understand the spiritual meaning either and therefore have a wrong understanding of the Lord's Supper, of the feeding at the Lord's table. They certainly make an effort to act in accordance with my word and to receive the Lord's Supper, yet they do not know my will, and if I make my will known to them through my awakened servants they do not believe it and hold on to what they've already accepted as erroneous. I offer myself to them in the word, and anyone who receives me into his heart with a hungry heart receives the Lord's Supper, he is fed and watered by me, he eats my flesh and drinks my blood, i.e., he receives me myself with the word, who is the Word made flesh from eternity. My blood is the strength which flows through him if he receives me myself into his heart, yet he must desire it or he will only hear the empty sound, otherwise the Word will not come alive in him. But anyone who desires me and desires to hear my Word also lives in love, for love and I are one. And no one will desire and love me to whom the working of love is alien. But I always speak of the desire of the heart, not of the stammering of the mouth, of empty words which mean the same but are not felt in the heart. And this shall cause people to seriously criticize if and when they desire my word in their heart. For only then will they receive the Lord's Supper. Only then can they say with conviction, I myself am with them in the Word. And then they experience the greatest mystery, they unite with me through love. The desire for my Word expresses the love they feel for me, and love attracts me, love expresses itself towards me and towards their fellow human being. The loving person will incessantly be active and unselfishly serve his neighbor, and thus he will fulfill my will as it is pleasing to me. And I will constantly give him the bread of heaven, I will constantly provide him with spiritual food, he will never come away empty-handed at my table, he will constantly unite with me, thus communicate with every reception of my word. For I myself am the Word and enter into intimate union with him if his heart desires spiritual food and spiritual drink. Amen.